If a woodman, for example, cut his hand with a saw, just simply take that clear gum off a stump of a tree and push it on there. Going about work. It was a very good remedy. Well, now, the turpentine, as we buy it in bottles, is the distilled spirits of the gum, pine gum. And of course, it's as thin as water. Of course, as freely as water would. But if you took a bottle of that and set it up and it gradually evaporates out, then the contents in the bottle will become thicker and thicker and thicker. You'll find the residue will be a gum again. Well, that turpentine and tallow, that was the standard salve in our home when I was a small boy. Another remedy was camphor gum, which of course they bought at a drugstore, dissolved in whiskey, which they call camphor because of the fact that camphor gum was in it. But that was used as a liniment, don't you see, to rub on sore muscles, or just the alcohol alone would have probably been just as good, but I mean, that's the way they used it. And maybe even in extremely minute quantities, maybe it might take it internally, for example. I don't really remember too much about that, but I'm saying that possibly by just a teaspoonful in a glass of water, something like that, they might have taken it internally. But it would have been in extremely small amounts, if so. I'm sure it would have been dangerous to have just drunk it out of the bottle, you see. In other words, it's kind of like denatured alcohol. When you put this something in it, then it's no longer something to be trifled with. It's really dangerous. And it's intended only for external purposes.
Did they possibly use that turpentine and tallow on their animals too?
Oh yes, about the same kind of thing that they use themselves, they use on an animal, except they might use a cruder form of oil instead of the tallow. It might be rancid lard or something like that, but it would have the same properties.
Did you ever have any bees down this way?
We never kept bees at our home. I had an uncle who kept bees, and of course, as you know, honey is a very nutritious food and can be used in about the same ways that syrup can. You could, those tea cakes we mentioned, honey could be utilized in that way. I simply pour it in a plate and sop biscuits.
Did you ever, as a little boy, get stung by any bees flying around, you know, other than your uncle's?
Oh, yes, I sure. Well, of course, bees, everybody had them because there are wild bees, and they're in addition to the domesticated bees, and so there are bees everywhere. I don't suppose you could have found a farm that there weren't bees on buzzing around flowers. And any time suppose you, the bee was sort of trapped inside a flower, he'd sting it if he touched it.